If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
So nice to have you with us on Biz Talk Radio. I am Frankie Boyer, and very full program as usual. And I have to tell you all that one would think that the stock market is invincible. One would think that, wouldn't you? Well, I don't want to be the one. I don't want to be Debbie Downer today because I just don't. That's not my nature. But I just want to make you all aware that many years ago, I hate roller coasters. Hate them. And many years ago, I was in a roller coaster. And as I was going up, I'm thinking, gosh, this isn't bad at all. Oh, my God, this is so much fun. And then when we got to the top, it was an old rickety wooden roller coaster in Texas at Six Flags. I don't even think it exists anymore. And then when we got to the top, the reality set in. We went down. That's when the panic and the terror came. I say that because mathematician and brilliant Alan Remnick is with us today. He has a newsletter. He's been looking at the stock market. He's been giving advice to private clients for many years and businesses, and he's now opening it up to help all of us. Thank goodness, thank goodness, thank goodness. And he's with us this morning. And so I have to ask you, we've been in this very lovely place for a while, Alan, and what's the math showing you?
Can you hear me, first of all?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Well, the math is showing me that the market is in what they call a bubble or a melt-up type of phase where rationality ceases to be meaningful. The actual value of particular stocks ceases to be meaningful. Corporate buybacks become, you know, everywhere. They're very, very common. And the reason stocks go up are basically because of the emotions. And the emotions, as you know, when people are really elated and happy, they will do things that are based upon that feeling without any particular rationality or logic, or the mind has very little to do with it. And that's what's happening now. What's interesting is these things have happened prior in the past, and oftentimes they go beyond the beyond. They go beyond what you can even imagine in terms of the upside potential just blasting off. But the bad side of it is that markets fall seven times faster than they go down when they finally do turn. So the market could go up for a year and a half, and then in 2 weeks or 2 months, you know, fall more than it went up in the last 2 years, and people will not be apprised of the speed with which they have to take action if they're already in the market, and therefore they end up losing. And then when it starts going down, the thinking is, well, it'll go back up again, and, you know, I'll get some of my money back anyway. Then it goes down further. People end up hanging on until it's near the bottom, you know, which is way lower than where they got in. So it's a psychological torture chamber, actually. On the one side, you have this incredible elation and happiness. On the other side, when it starts falling, people are miserable. And, you know, in the 1920s, 1929 crash, you know, people were jumping out of windows and stuff. The unfortunate part is that the market pattern is, if you look at the last 2.5 years in our present market, and you look at the date of September 3rd, 1929, which was the date of the high, the last 2.5 years are 97% the same on a weekly chart. I sent a picture of that to you, Frankie, and it's on my newsletter.
I saw it. Yeah. Give that newsletter out, Alan, please. Alan, give the newsletter out.
It's Remnick Market Clues, all one word, remnickmarketclues.leremnick.com. remnickmarketclues.leremnick.com. All one word, all small case, doesn't matter. And there I just posted a picture of the correlation between our present 2017 market and 88 years ago in the 1929 market. Now, it doesn't mean we're going to have a 90% correction over the next 3 years, but the probabilities of having some sort of, you know, sizable decline are growing daily. Every day it goes up now, the risk is getting more and more dramatic. So if people are making money, you know, you can put what's called a trailing stop under it, which means if it breaks below some moving average or something, you get out. That way you keep gaining money as it goes, but when it starts to turn, don't think it's going to keep going. If it breaks certain support levels that are on my newsletter, and also you can see them with moving averages and, you know, various technical indicators that people who follow the market are always measuring, you probably do it. Now, one thing is you should not necessarily rely on the media. Here I am on the media. You know what you can say?
That's very funny.
What you can hear on the news stations and the various analysts they put up, a lot of times those people are saying things at the time that they shouldn't. You know, they kind of, I won't say it's intentional, but it's almost funny how they put the most bullish news up there right before the market's about to crash. And
right.
They put the most bearish news right before it's about to go up, you know. So, they tend to be a little bit leading the public in a way, you know, because the large institutions, if they have a massive amount of stock and they want to sell it, they have to make it look really good to the average investor to buy stock at the time they're trying to sell it, because otherwise they'll never unload massive amounts of stock. They need somebody to buy it from them. So ultimately, at high points, the public is usually almost always wrong, and the institutions are getting out when everybody else is buying in. And that's now. You know, I can't say for sure when this will end. The 2700 area on the S&P is fairly important. Even the bullish guys, you know, I read, without mentioning any names, a very famous professor, economics professor, who said the Dow would get to 24,000 when it was at, you know, 18,000. And he was right. Now he thinks he'll get to 25,000, which is like a few hundred points away. Could do it today. But he was also saying that 2018 doesn't look all that good after this, because the markets have reached high valuations. Valuations means they're overpriced, they're expensive, and they shouldn't be. You shouldn't be buying them now. You should wait for the valuations to go down and buy them when they're cheap. But nobody wants them when they're cheap. People want them when everybody else is buying them, when it's really exciting and happy, and it's the worst time. You have to buy these things when there's nothing going on, or even the expression, you know, from 1900, you know, when the blood is running in the streets is the best time to buy. Right now, the blood is not running in the streets. It's running in their veins, and you're about to lose it. So,
oh,
you know,
boy.
I would just say this. I would just say this, you know, good judgment when the market starts doing stuff that it hasn't done, like as soon as we have a 2 or 3% correction or 4% correction, which we haven't had in a year, which is the first time in history, by the way, we haven't had a 4% correction in 12
wow.
months.
Wow. That's pretty intense unto itself. I have a huge favor to ask of you, though, because this is such a volatile time, and because we're not really sure of what's behind door number one, door number two, or door number three, And I'm, you know, I'm not making light of it, but because it is such a serious time, can you come back and be a regular feature until we figure some of this out and at least give us some of your guidance? Because there isn't anybody that knows more about numbers than Alan. This is your life. You're a mathematician. And the numbers and the numbers and the graphs don't mean a whole lot to me, but I know that many people listening to this program are listening, and I think everyone needs to take hold of what you're saying, because you're making perfect sense to me. To me, it sounds, and I'm not a mathematician, I'm not into stocks, but what I'm hearing from your voice is that we are really in a critical place in life right now.
Yeah, it's important. You know, look at what's going on in the world. You have political craziness. You have every conceivable kind of everybody's opinions are on the web now.
Everything. So we will continue. We will continue with Alan Remnick. And Alan, give us the website again, please, and spell it for us so we can. Go ahead.
It's Remnick, Remnick Market Clues, R-E-M-I-N-I-C-K, M-A-R-K-E-T-C-L-U-E-S, Remnick Market Clues, .L, the letter E, Remnick.com.
Awesome. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll have Alan back. Yeah, we'll have Alan back regularly, and check out his website and sign up for it. It's brilliant stuff, and we'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard water plays a key role in our good health. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. My next guest has written a new book. It's called A Guide for Working the 12 Steps, Yoga Tools for Recovery. And I don't know of a book like this, to be honest with you. Keatsky Hawk, welcome to the program. And is this the first yoga book designed with the 12 steps?
This is one of the first. There have been other small publications, private publications, but not, to my opinion, of course, as comprehensive. So this book takes you through all 12 steps and rather deeply into yoga philosophy, and also includes some meditation and some yoga poses and some breath practices. So it's pretty well rounded.
So for someone in recovery, this would be a perfect tool to give them for reflection. And it's not necessarily for someone who practices yoga, but someone that may be wanting to do yoga. So is it for both?
Correct. Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. The yoga that we see, you know, popularly is really kind of an exercise form of yoga. But yoga is really a healing system. There's a philosophy. There are healing practices through breath, through meditation, through contemplation, as well as the movements, the poses as we know them. So you don't have to have an elaborate exotic yoga practice. As a matter of fact, most of us don't. We have a breath practice, an intention practice.
Yes, yes.
A wisdom practice.
Right. Hallelujah for that.
Yes.
What made you write this book? What led you to this place?
I had written a book several years ago called Yoga and the 12-Step Path. I was myself a woman in recovery from alcoholism and drug addiction, and I grew up in a home with alcoholism. So I had a lot of repair to do once I stopped drinking and using. About 15 years into my recovery, I was in danger of slipping, of relapsing. And through a number of happy happenstances, I discovered yoga. And yoga helped me drop deeper into my body. Mm. You know, a lot of recovery does happen in the mind and the thinking processes, but a lot of life leaves its artifacts and shadows in the body, and my body needed to heal. So the physical practice helped my body begin to heal and the philosophical practice gave me a new language to help embody my recovery.
How profound.
And so I decided to
How many years ago has this been now?
I am now 32 years clean and sober, so this epiphany happened about 15 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. How fabulous. That's absolutely. Yeah. Congratulations. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And
Thank you.
So you have
had asked what, you know, if this would, you know, if you had to have yoga or what this would add to a recovery program. And the desire is that this would help lead someone into also being able to embody their recovery.
I would think so. Yeah. For someone, and I know that we are in a terrible situation in the world today with opioid abuse and use and people looking for answers, people looking for relief, whatever. This is not a judgment. This is the reality. This is just the reality of our world today. People are uptight. People are. I gave a tap to someone to move his car yesterday. He was blocking the driveway to our building, and he started screaming at me, and I never come to this part of the neighborhood because of you people. Like thinking, oh my God, I have a 25-year-old car. Who is he talking to? This is not the Mercedes going into the driveway. This is an old city car.
But we're traumatized by what's
going on. Yeah, we
are.
But my point, though, is that there's a lot going on, and people are quick to get out of the car and confront. And I just took a couple of deep breaths and said, he's not hearing anything I'm saying, so keep your mouth shut.
And you just described what yoga can provide. You just said, I took a couple of deep breaths.
Yep.
And
yep.
Physiologically, that changed you. That altered you and gave you a different choice about what to do. When I teach, I teach yoga to people in recovery, and I tell them a deep breath will give you choice.
But I could see if I didn't take a couple of deep breaths, if I didn't have a practice, I could see how that could spiral and become an incident that you see on the news all the time.
That's right. That's right. And so as we become more conscious of these very simple tools at our disposal, and this book tries to describe what some of those tools are and give you a forum or a framework in which to practice them and then to apply them to the 12 steps of recovery. I know there's lots of recovery programs available. The 12 steps were what I fell into and what I practiced, so I speak from my own truth. And I use that model of the 12 steps to introduce you to tools where you can feel in your body what's going on before you react to it.
Right. There are some sketches. You know, this is not a book, a how-to book, but there are sketches. There are some poses in here that you can see. It's mostly, though, just sharing about the breathing and giving people this tool to help them in their recovery.
Yeah. Yes. And it can be recovery from anything. It doesn't have to be strictly drugs and alcohol, because addiction is a whack-a-mole. That is,
you
may stop drinking and using, but you're going to start going into debt by buying more than you can afford. Or ceasing tobacco use may lead to disordered eating. Even chronic pain itself, letting go of chronic pain without the use of medication is very difficult, because it can have become part of your identity.
Right.
Who are you if you're not in chronic pain?
Yep. This is a beautifully done book, and congratulations on sharing your joy of yoga. It's called Yoga Tools for Recovery, A Guide for Working the 12 Steps. And I thank you for being with us today. It's a pleasure, Keatsky. Keatsky Hawk. And what's the best website, please?
It's www.yogarecovery.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll be back in a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com, and we'll be back. Stay tuned.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
This December, the Golden Globe winner for Best Drama returns.
The monarchy's too fragile. You keep telling me yourself. One more scandal and it would all be over.
The Crown is magnificent.
Is there something you know? Because if there is, tell me now. Tell me now.
Paris would appear to be complex and difficult. Turn out to be more dependable than anyone thought.
Golden Globe winner Claire Foy is flawless.
History was not made by those who did nothing.
The Crown, only on Netflix.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio, and joining us now is Dr. Jeffrey Gurian, who is often described as a Renaissance man, but that really isn't even a part of it. He does a lot of things. He's a retired cosmetic dentist. Oh, I'm so sorry you're retired. He's a former associate clinical professor at NYU in the oral medicine, oral facial pain department, where he taught for years and years. He's a practitioner of spiritual healing and energy work. He's been on the board of the Association for Spirituality and Psychotherapy since 1999, where he's lectured. He is one of the few doctors with a long-standing career in comedy. If I continue to read this, we're not going to have time for our interview, but he's also a nationally known comedy writer, comic producer, author, and host of Comedy Matters TV and internet channel with over 400 interviews he's done with Jimmy Fallon and Chelsea Handler, and it goes on and on and on. Jack Black, Jim Carney. He's written for legendary comedians like Rodney Dangerfield, Joan Rivers, Jerry Lewis. He's a frequent guest. How did I miss you? This is so silly that I've missed you in all of these years that I never knew about you, and I'm so excited because you're with us today. You are also an author, and tell us about the book, please.
Okay, thank you. First of all, it's so nice to be on with you, and we met when we're supposed to meet. That's one of the concepts of my book. My book is called Healing Your Heart by Changing Your Mind, A spiritual and humorous approach to achieving happiness. It's all about changing the way we think. You know, from the time we're children, every time someone has ever broken a promise to you or hurt your feelings in some way, it's still inside of you. You know, I call them heart wounds. And these heart wounds affect our self-esteem. They affect our confidence.
Yes, yes. Absolutely right. And they also separate the soul from who we are. And that's the most profound piece of this.
Exactly. And very often they give us a false opinion of ourselves. And I use myself as an example in the book very often. I was a very severe stutterer until I was in my 20s and beyond. I stuttered so badly that I couldn't even say my name. And my parents took me for speech therapy, and no one was able to help me. And one day I realized that I didn't stutter when I was in a room by myself. I only stuttered when I was trying to talk to somebody else. And I was given the grace to figure out that that meant that there was really nothing wrong with me, because you can't have a disability based on your location. You know, if a man
right.
has a limp, he limps in every room of his house. He can't go into a room, close the door, and walk perfectly. But if I could speak fine, then it meant that I created this disability for myself in my mind, and I was determined to get rid of it. And so I worked on myself for years, and I developed the technique of changing your thought, examining your thoughts. You know, if you have any intelligence at all, you tend to believe your thoughts, right? We believe our thoughts, but we created all of them. And our thoughts are based not on our experience, but on our interpretation of our experience. So it's like you could have two siblings growing up in the same house with the same parents, mm-hmm. the same background, and they turn out to be completely different people.
That's
and
right.
And if you ask them about their background, they may even tell the story in a different way, because
they interpret
what happened to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm saying this with such conviction because I have an older sister who my experience with my mother was so, it was like if you listened to her and you listened to me, you would think there were two different women.
Like you would think it was two different families, right?
Yes, that's right.
And that's what's so interesting. So these heart wounds stay with us, and every time we have to make a decision in life, we use our thoughts. We think what we should do, and we come up with what we think is a solution, because who else's thoughts can we use but our own, right? So
right.
If your decisions are not working for you, very often it's because your thoughts are faulty, based on information that you've been accumulating since you're a child. So it's important to be able to examine your thoughts objectively and find out which thoughts are not valid, which thoughts are not working for you. In my case, somewhere along the line, I developed negative feelings about myself. I felt in some way that I needed to make myself less than in order to make other people feel better about themselves around me. So in later years, I found out that I'm an empath. I feel what other people feel. It's more important to me to make other people around me feel good than me to feel good. And I gave myself a disability of stuttering. And now as an avocation, I work with stutterers and I teach them how not to stutter. Because it's a very important message to me, because there are millions of stutterers and not everyone knows that they can be helped. And as you hear, I no longer stutter. But I'm aware of my voice every day. I think of it all the time. And so a lot of this book is about learning to change the way you think, examining your thoughts, and approaching the world in a positive manner. You know, positive thinking is not just a saying, it's real. Your subconscious mind does not know the difference between fact and fiction. It believes whatever you tell it. So if you tell yourself you're a loser, you're going to manifest that in your life. And if you go through life with gratitude and saying that you're a winner, you'll manifest that in your life. So this is a very important book to me, and so far I've gotten about 50 five-star reviews. It just came out a couple of weeks ago, and I've gotten reviews from people in the psychiatry field, MDs and psychotherapists, which is very meaningful to me, because that was not my original training. You know, I was originally trained as a cosmetic dentist. But all dentists are really psychologists anyway, as you know. You've ever been to a dentist, you know, people trust.
Unfortunately, too many times, but yeah.
Yeah. People tend to trust their dentist more than their physician. There's so
true.
Much fear involved in going to a dentist. And again, it's not usually from adulthood. It's usually from experiences that you had as a child.
Yeah, well, you know? Dentistry has come a long way, thank goodness.
It sure has. It sure
you
has.
Say,
it's amazing. Pardon me?
You say in the book, understanding things like you can't change your past. The only thing you can change is your perspective of your past. Thereby, changing your future is key to getting the most out of your book.
Mm-hmm. Understand. Well, you know, I talk a lot about spirituality, and I draw a very big distinction between spirituality and religion. Because it's very important to understand that. Religion can be wonderful for people, but it puts you into a category where automatically other people are outside of that category. And spirituality brings everybody together, because all it asks is that you believe in a force greater than yourself. And you can call it anything you want. You can call it nature or the universe or God, whatever you feel comfortable with, as long as you know that it isn't you that's running everything. You know, we don't make the sun and the moon come out. We don't change the tides. We don't change the seasons. There are forces at work that are beyond our comprehension. And it seems to be helpful to people if you can open your mind to that. You know, part of getting better, like when people are depressed, very often they're living in the past. They're thinking about what they could have done and should have done in their lives, or they're worrying about the future. And meanwhile, they're losing today. They're losing the now. You know, they're not in the present. And so it's very, very important to learn to stay in the present, to process things, to realize that your life is a path. And even things that you think were bad, sometimes there's a reason for them. Everyone has a path. Like when I got divorced, there was a lot of pain involved. It's never an easy thing. But the woman that I was married to went on to adopt two other children and had one of her own. And those two children needed to be adopted, and that other little girl needed to be born. And that couldn't have happened had I stayed. So now I have a very big extended family because we're all friends.
Yeah.
When holidays come around, I celebrate with her and her husband and my children. We all get together. And it's a result of incorporating certain principles into your life. These are spiritual principles, ancient principles that allow you to lead a more comfortable life and to be happy with those around you.
So
that's why I wrote this book.
Oh, we have to have you back, and I have to have you on my holistic health show because, Doctor, this is really brilliant stuff. So give us the website of how people can find out more about you, the work, and the new book, please.
Okay. Well, my website, which has – and if people are coming for that information, you're going to see a lot of show business stuff. A lot of it is comedy stuff. But there's a column – my website is jeffreygurian.com, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y-G-U-R-I-A-N, or comedymatterstv.com. It'll take you to the same place. But if
awesome.
You're interested in these kind of things that we've been talking about, there's a column called About, where I talk about spirituality and healing and headaches and stuttering and a whole thing. And my book is on Amazon.
We got
to
go.
Amazon,
thank you so much, Doctor. And we'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, BizTalk Radio. Stay tuned.
Americanex is an international company built on three cutting-edge technology platforms. ACE Exchange is the cannabis industry's first fully electronic, regulatory compliant, and transparent exchange. The platform tracks the wholesale purchase and sale of licensed cannabis. AceTrack is a seed-to-sale tracking software with administrative, plant, and inventory management, security, compliance, and accounting capabilities. The software includes point of sale, radio frequency identification, and geo-tracking services, allowing government regulators to verify and collect taxes. AcePay is a revolutionary cash and management system created for cannabis industry participants who have traditionally had difficulty obtaining banking services. Now, for the first time in history, an online marketplace gives participants the ability to deposit cash, pay bills and taxes, and accept payments both inside and outside the cannabis industry. Americanex. Three platforms, one marketplace, endless options. Visit Americanex.com to learn more.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, and we now are joined by the author. It's more than just a book. It's a movement. And it's Nama Bloom is with us today. Nama Bloom has a new book called Hello Flow. And it's nice to have you with us because you've been an advocate for women's health for a very long time. And you've been a true pioneer. So welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, Frankie. I'm so excited to be here this morning.
Tell us about Hello Flow.
Well, it originally started as a business in 2013 where I had a simple idea, which was to send tampons and pads to girls and women for their period before the period happened. But what happened was I created a promotional video that really hit a nerve and sparked a movement, as you said. The video was an empowering look at a girl's first period. It was called Camp Gyno. And after that video went viral, I was on the receiving end of literally thousands of emails from girls and women around the world asking for more and more content and asking sometimes incredibly specific health questions about their bodies. And it dawned on me that my purpose for my business was not about selling products, but was about education and creating content. And so this book, Hello Flow, The Guide Period, came of that. It's a really modern take on what a puberty guide should be. So it has all the biological information that girls need, but it also goes into cultural and social and historical experiences of women through the ages as they have developed and, you know, transitioned from girl to womanhood.
What's the average age today that women are going into puberty?
So what's very different today from when at least I was growing up, and I'm very much Generation X, but the average age of first period has not shifted a whole lot. It's a couple months earlier. But one of the things that scientists are noticing that's different is that the duration that kids are entering puberty and staying in puberty is longer. So while it may have taken a year and a half, say, to go through the full physical transition, for my generation, it's taking longer for this generation. And so
The reason I was asking is that because I've been doing a holistic health show for many years, I'm always concerned about the toxins that kids are eating and products that they're using that have antibiotics that are filled with pesticides, and it really is affecting the environment and the animal population, and it has to be affecting young boys and girls as well.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you definitely see, like I said, the average age of first period hasn't shifted a whole lot, but the average age that you see girls' and boys' bodies starting to transition. So it's not uncommon nowadays to see an 8 or an early 9-year-old girl with breast buds, whereas that wasn't really a common sight for us, you know, for people like me who are in our mid-40s.
Right.
And, of course, you know, no one knows why this. You can't point to one thing that's created this, but there is, you know, no question that it has happened.
And you also write about the shame in many cultures and many countries when when young girls begin their menses. It's very sad.
Yeah. I mean, and including in our own country sometimes, you know, if you are not educated and if you don't know that puberty is a normal part of life and that all girls go through it, then you're afraid of it or you're embarrassed by it. And if no one talks to you about it and says, like, this is a good thing, you know, your only other option is to be concerned. And
right.
So I think, you know, shame exists not just because we're actively shaming people, but because we're not even acknowledging it. And you acknowledge things that you celebrate. You know, you hide other stuff under the rug. And so kids are getting that message, whether we're trying to send it to them or not.
Mm-hmm. And then you talk about gender taboos. There's some really important things that you get into in your book. But more importantly, I think that with all of the conversations that we're seeing in the news today about women being abused sexually, women being taken advantage of in Hollywood, women not having that voice, I think that now more than ever, it's important to educate all of us that women of all ages have that voice.
And I mean, I could not agree with you more. I mean, it happens that my book is incredibly timely. And while we don't talk about issues of sexual harassment in the book is all about helping girls develop a sense of agency over their bodies. And, you know, over and over in the book, we talk about, like, it is your body and you get to decide what to do with it. And it doesn't matter what other people are doing or what other people are saying. You are a sophisticated human being who knows what's right and wrong for you. And, you know, this is not about victim blaming and people who had these horrible experiences knowing better, because I don't believe they could have done anything to stop it. But what I really want is to raise a generation of girls who, when they see something that's not right, they're not ashamed, they're not blaming themselves for what's going on, and they know how to find the proper channels to, you know, get justice.
And I also think it's important for us to be continuing this conversation.
Absolutely. I mean, not just continuing it, but starting it even earlier, in my mind. I always tell parents when they say, when should I talk to my kid about puberty? And, you know, my answer is always early and often. You know, these are conversations that we should be having with our children and with our friends, for that matter, throughout our lives. It's not one and done.
Right, exactly. It's ongoing, and it needs to begin younger and younger and younger. Oh, I'm so sorry, we're out of time. What's the best website, and how can people find out more about what you're doing?
So the best website to know what I'm doing is namabloom.com, N-A-A-M-A, bloom.com. But the book is available at Amazon and all of your local booksellers, and it's called
awesome.
Hello Flow, The Guide.
Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate your
Thank
being
you.
A voice for us. And we will be back next time. This is Frankie Boyer. You're listening to us on Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. And as always, thanks for listening. Make it a great day and smile.
Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.